Wait, Leela chapter 7, Puranic literature, describes the branches of the Atharva Veda. And then he describes the characteristics of a Puran, and he enlists the 18 major Puranas, and talks about the benefit of hearing such Puranas in proper disciplic succession. These are the subjects of a Puran. 10 characteristics, topics. Sarga, Visarga, creation, subsequent creation, and maintenance of all living beings. Pratiraksha. The maintenance of all living beings, their sustenance, the rule of various manus, dynasties of great kings, the activities of the great kings, and annihilation, motivation, and the supreme shelter. Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 divisions, creation, sub-creation, planetary systems, protection by the Lord, creative impetus, the change of manus, science of God, returning back to God, and liberation of Samabhonam. And a list of Puranas and other things, and 18 Puranas, Brahma, Padma, Vishnu, Shiva, Linga, Garud, Narad, Bhagavat, Agni, Skanda, Bhavishya, Brahma, Vaivarta, Markandeya, Vaman, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, and Brahmanda Puran. One who listens to this narration about these Vedas and the 18 Vedas and the Atharva Veda being divided into 4, Yajur, Sama, etc., he'll increase his spiritual strength. Brahma Tejas Vardhanam, 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 a very special strength or potency will come to someone who reads Canto 12, Chapter 7, description of all these various Vedic literatures. Chapter 8, Markandeya's prayers to Narayan Rishi. Markandeya Rishi actually lived through 2 days of Brahma. Sudipa Swami. Of course, Markandeya Rishi defeated Maya, and Narayana Rishi appeared before him. In this verse from chapter 8, Markandeya's prayers, one of his prayers, Satvam rajastama itishatavatma bandho maya maya sthilaya daya hetavosya. Lilajita irapi sattva mahi prashantye nandye ganarvinam nandye rinam vyasana mohabiyash chayabhyam. Markandeya Rishi said, O my Lord, O supreme friend of the conditioned soul, although for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this world, you accept the modes of goodness, passion, ignorance, which constitute your illusory energy. You specifically employ the mode of goodness to liberate the conditioned souls. The other two modes simply bring them suffering, illusion, and fear. The destructive activities, the creative activities, and sustaining functions of the Supreme Lord, that all these are pastimes of the Absolute Truth, Lord Krishna. But ultimately, only Lord Vishnu can award liberation. The strenuous empirical endeavor will never bring one to the conclusion of all knowledge. So